Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first Thursday of the month. And my name is Suzanne Hart, and I am blessed to spend the next 30 minutes with each one of you. The topic today, I understand, is connecting, which is what we're focusing on week two in the 90-day action plan. I love the title, the 90-day action plan. And I just think it's done an amazing job having it, you know, in our back office where you can put in your ID number, work through all the pieces, and just keeping us on top of things. So that's what we're working from. I've been reading it over, and I thought I would just share with you some of the things I know about connecting and what I have learned over the past 10-plus years with Isagenics. So when I first came into Isagenics and when I first got into network marketing, everybody would talk to me about prospecting. And they would say, you know, you've got to go out and prospect, and you've got to, you know, have two new people that you're talking to on a daily basis. And I got it, but I didn't. Anybody ever have that? You're like, you got it, but really, I don't even know what they're talking about. I did not understand this concept called prospecting. And I waffled between going out and talking people's ears off and giving them way too much information, you know, kind of fire hosing them with info, to this feeling of going out to get someone. And I was uncomfortable, and therefore they were uncomfortable. And a conversation that would otherwise seem natural felt extremely awkward. So that was my relationship, my understanding of prospecting. Then at some point, I remember working with Kirk Metz, and Kirk Metz is one of the Isagenics millionaires, and he was one of my mentors when I first started, and he stopped talking about prospecting, and he started talking about connecting. And the minute he shifted from prospecting to connecting, something in my brain shifted because I could get what connecting means. Prospecting for me was like sifting for gold, looking for gold, so on and so forth. And yes, that's kind of, you know, you're looking for those diamonds in your community. But it's the energy and the way to which we do it with the sound of prospecting versus connecting. So as we go through this journey and when we're talking about going out and meeting, we are really talking about going out and connecting with people. So for me, when I hear the word connecting, what I hear is going out and getting reacquainted with an old friend or meeting a new friend and actually reestablishing or establishing a relationship. I kind of think of it as I am going out to get to know this person and to allow them an opportunity to get to know me and for us to actually see if we like each other, if there's synergy, if we have stuff in common. If we have similar interests, all those wonderful things, if we share common values, common beliefs, what I'm going out to do is actually kind of get to know someone. And when I started doing that, connecting became simple because it became just me having a real conversation. Just a conversation to get to know some. And for me, when I go out connecting, I'm going out to reestablish a friendship or to create a whole new friendship with a new person. So I want to talk a little bit as we go through this around what actually happens and how I set up my connection and what I have to know for myself before I even get going. So one of the things we talk about in Isagenics is knowing your Isagenic story. And I truly believe that before I can go out and truly effectively connect, I have to be present and I have to understand my story. So one of the suggestions I make to everyone is to really take some time and write your story and write every part of your story. I like to call it the messiness that brought you into Isagenics. Just get it all down on paper. If you had challenges financially, if you had challenges with your health, with your energy, with relationships, write down all your challenges and write down every single way it has impacted the quality of your life. Now, some people might say, well, why would I do that? What I'm actually having you do is to get present to your story so that you can actually listen for someone else's story. And once I started writing my story down and I saw all the stories that lived within my story, I had a self-esteem and self-worth story. I had a story of feeling isolated and not within a community that I enjoyed. I had a story around my health. I had a story around being tired. I had a story about not loving what I was doing anymore and no longer passionate about my career. I had a story about my finances. I had a story about my relationships because I didn't have time. I had a time freedom story because I was so busy doing and producing in life that I didn't have time to enjoy life. I had a story about a lack of recreation and fun and excitement in my life. I had stories everywhere. And I began to realize that Isogenics is not a weight loss story. It is just not, it's not just a nutrition story. That's one of the vehicles that we use for our transformation, but there's many stories that live within it. So what I would invite you to do is to take some time and write your story in its totality so that when you go out prospecting, you go out to connect, that you actually have a new listening for other people's stories. Because the more I got present to my story, the more I heard a version of my story in someone else. So that's the first thing I have everyone do to prepare. And I call it tuning up your listening, you know, just getting you present to all the reasons that you said yes. So that's the first thing. Now, I know last week was you know, setting those appointments and inviting. And so for me, how it usually works is I do my initiation of any connection via text. I'll text someone and say, hey, what's up? Love to meet you for coffee. Haven't spoken to you in a while. Why don't we get together? If it's a new person, it was great to meet you. We would love to get to know you better. Are you open for coffee? I just create a quick connection. Sometimes it might go from there to the phone, and we're talking a little bit. But ideally, if I can, I'm going to do a face-to-face. And if not, I'm going to do a version of a face-to-face on the phone. But either way, I want to set aside some time to actually get to know someone to further the relationship. So I'm going to stop there for a moment. Any questions, comments, shares before I continue on?
Barbie Lee?
Go, Barbie Lee. How are you, hon?
I am fabulous. I love when I hear your voice in the morning. I'm like you. When I came to network marketing and they kept talking about prospecting, I'm okay. So in Edmonton we have a thing called contact days, and like we had the gold rush up here, so we have prospectors, and I kept seeing me as an old man with a beard and a pickaxe, and I was like, I don't want to be that.
So
when it came out connecting, I was like, oh, I love connecting. That's heartfelt. That's who I am. And it really shifted and made a big difference.
It was huge for me, and I was exactly like you. I felt like I was going out to get something, to mine something, and it just felt so void of my heart, if you will. And as soon as they said, let's go out and connect, I was like, ooh, I can do that. I'm good at that. So, yeah, I totally get you. Anyone else? Thanks, Barbara Lee.
It's Kathy Suzanne.
Hi, Kathy.
When I first heard prospecting, when I started, it was like nails on a chalkboard, and it's in my back, even right here now, just goes up. So connecting is a much warmer, I mean, everybody can talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it also just take the pressure off?
Yeah. Prospecting. Anytime I hear that, I want to run.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things it did for me, Kathy, was it also, when I heard prospecting, I assumed that when I went out, I had to come back with something, right?
That's right.
I had to come back with a name, a number, blah, blah. So there was a level of urgency and attached to it. When I hear the word connecting, it takes the pressure off. I'm not necessarily thinking I have to go out and come back with something. And more often than not, because my energy is different, I come back with something anyway, right?
Yeah.
I think it's how I approach it that changes. So, yeah, great share. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. So let's say you have your appointment set and you're meeting someone for for coffee, for lunch, whatever it is. And you're really going to start your connection. For me, this is just a wonderful conversation. It is a conversation where I am really just curious about getting to know someone, getting to know about their family. So there's the acronym FORM that people use, getting to know about their family, how many kids they have, married, not married, if their family lives around them, where their extended family live, you know, how many children, all those sorts of things. Wanting to know about their occupation, do they work, don't they work, do they like their job, don't they like their, do they not like their job, how long have they been working there, do they see room for expansion and growth, are they still stimulated by their job, does it take up a lot of their time, is it stressful, I want to know all those sorts of things. And then recreation. Right, and for me, it's like travel and recreation, and so I want to know what they do for fun. What do they like to do? I'm checking to see if we have anything in common. Maybe we can do some of these things together. I'm just asking all sorts of questions. Where do they like to travel? Do they travel? When was the last time they traveled? What do they do for vacation? What do they do around town for fun? I'm just trying to get to know a little bit more about this person. Then the M is money, mission, all those different things. And I'm really setting out to find out if their resources, one, is enough to afford them everything they've told me about the lifestyle that they are living or they desire. I'm also wanting to know what's their vision for their life, what's their mission, how would they like to be known, all those different things. And so I'm listening. As I'm listening for what's going really well in their lives and what's not going so well. I'm listening for where they're challenged and where they're not challenged. And I'm listening for really where they are today and where they desire to be. And usually there's a space in between where they are and where they desire to be. And I'm actually listening to see if Isagenics, what we do at Isagenics, actually can fill the gap. And remember how I told you about my story, right? I have a story in so many different areas, and Isagenics filled the gap in all those areas. So I'm listening from the perspective of all the gaps in my story and kind of going, we can totally serve this person here. Oh, my goodness, we can totally serve this person. This is all about culture and community. This is about health and wellness. This is about energy. This is about wealth. This is about disposable income. I'm listening and seeing all the ways that we can serve with Isagenics. Now, the mistake I used to do when I first started was as soon as I heard a way we could serve, I'd say, oh, my gosh, you know what? I'm with Isagenics, and we can totally help you with that. And I would notice that the person would shut down. Anybody ever have that experience? Just me? I don't think so. So that's what I would do. I would actually just jump on the person. Today, what I've learned is that it's a simple thing. I have learned that my vulnerability in my story, what I'm willing to share about my story that allows them to connect with me in a real way, in a heartfelt way, in a way that has them that says to them, oh my gosh, this person totally gets me, and she understands my pain, my frustration, my dreams, my desires. So I will share something about my story, and I will make sure that whatever I choose to share totally connects with that person. Now, there's a way that I share my story that actually invites the connection. So I know that many people on the call might be familiar with the dip, which is, you know, it's a way of telling a story. And in the dip, there's almost this concept of life is tumbling out of control downhill, right? So I will take an area of my life and I will tell my story that relates to that person, and I will show the feeling of life turning out of control. So in my story, there's two very key areas. So if someone was talking to me about being fatigued and tired and their health is off track, I might say, you know what, I can so relate to you. You know, a number of years ago, like you, I was working 40, 60 hours a week, and I was exhausted. And it really didn't matter how much I slept. I never, ever woke up feeling rested. The impact of that on me was that life wasn't fun. Life was hard. I woke up tired every day. I woke up frustrated every day. I couldn't, you know, I had three boys, and I didn't have the energy to really engage in their quality of life with them. It was just a day-to-day struggle of going to work, coming home, getting things done, and really wanting to just get to bed so I could get some rest, so I could do my next day. But even when I woke up in the morning, I never felt rested. I'm going to tell a part of my story that allows me to be vulnerable and allows them to connect. And then I'm going to stop. And usually what happens if I do it well and they've connected, they'll continue telling me more of their story. And it's when I hear them tell me more of their story that I know I'm beginning to connect. And then we'll just do a back and forth in the conversation. And we're connecting, 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 connecting. Now, the reason I'm doing this is usually when someone tells you their story, they tell you the surface of their story. They don't tell you all the pieces, right? Particularly when the health story, they tell you the surface. But what I've learned that creates the real deep connection is if I'm able to move someone below the surface of I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 20 pounds, to the impact of that on their life, how it's affecting their life, how it's affecting their energy, how it's affecting their self-worth. But their access to that is how much I'm willing to share, how vulnerable I'm willing to be, so I can open up that conversation. Once that begins to happen, we are actually in a back and forth conversation. Now, the second thing I'm listening for as we're doing the back and forth is really if someone is still committed to being tired or are they ready for change. I am listening for that because this is the interesting thing that I've learned. If I do connection properly, if I start talking about product at the very beginning when they're still on the surface, I have just sold them product. I told them a shake, a cleanse, a powder, if I start talking there. If I allow them to continue to talk and we go to the surface and they start talking about the impact and I keep talking to them, what's going to happen is they're actually not going to be actually purchasing product. They are actually going to do this thing called taking a stand for their life. And what that looks like is they're ready for change. They're ready to do something different. They're no longer committed to being exhausted. And I often ask them, are you ready to make a change? Are you committed to making a change? And I'm looking for, yeah, I am. And what I've learned is I don't introduce my Isagenix until I hear I'm ready, I'm committed, I need to make this change. And in that moment, that person is standing for themselves, their life, and they're looking truly for an answer. So for me, that is one of the key things that I'm looking for. And I have learned not to make an offer until I've actually gotten there. So once someone has said, you know what, I'm so committed, I'm so ready, and we'll talk even further, and I'll feel and I talk about what commitment looks like, what they've done in the past, I'm just curious. I want a big picture of what's going on with them. And I also want them to know that I'm interested in them. I'm interested in them changing their life. I'm interested in supporting them in being the change in their life. I'm interested in how walking with them as they take steps to have things be better. In that, I have an offer called Isagenix, which has all its components. But most importantly, I want to know that the person to know that I'm interested in them and I'm interested in their transformation. So I keep listening, connecting, asking questions. And when I know that they are truly committed and ready to change, that is when I'm going to invite them to actually take a look at some information. Now, for me, there might be an event that I'll be inviting them to. We have a community page in our team that I invite them to. It might be something I'm attending. It might be looking at a video, and whatever it is. But the interesting thing for me that I've learned that is so different is that I will usually let them know that, you know, I am part of this amazing community, and everyone on there is committed to changing, to just a better life. And so many of their stories I know you would resonate with because it is very much what you're talking about, and it's very much what had me change. I would love to introduce you to some of the information and some of those community members, and show you what we might have to offer you that'll have you be able to fulfill on the goals and the dreams that we've just talked about. And then I will introduce them to a tool. For me, you usually now when I go out connecting, it's all about the person and very little about Isagenix, because I let the tools do the talking about Isagenix. I do the connecting with the person. I do the exploring. I am curious. I am attentive. I am looking to make sure that I get why they would want to do this. I'm looking to hear their reasons. And then I'm going to serve them through Isagenix, but I'm going to let the tools do that conversation for me. So I'm going to stop there for a moment. Takeaways, questions, comments. I'm going to go the gentleman and then the beautiful lady.
Oh, thanks. That's Ken. What sort of time frame and how many contacts with somebody new are you spending to get you through the process that you've given us so far this morning?
You know what? That's a great question, Ken. I have had it happen in one contact, and then I've had it happen in three or four. So it really depends on the person. Now, you know, one of the things I've learned is that there's this concept called click, right? It's actually a book. And it's by one of my mentors by the name of George. And George says that sometimes we force a process, and there's a time when things click. And he says when there's a click, it is the right person, the right timing, and the right thing. So sometimes I'll be sitting with someone, and they're the right person, it's the right time, and I've got the right thing, and the click happens instantly. Other times I'll be talking with someone, and it takes a little bit longer for it to click, right? So for me, it is really listening for all the pieces that will have it, that I know that they'll stand for themselves. It, you know, if it's the right person and they're ready, it'll probably be the first conversation. I'll give you an example. On Facebook, a woman private messages me, and she says, love to meet with you. You got some stuff going on. I've been watching your post. Would really like to get to know you better. Perfect. I find out she lives in the same area that I do, so we decide to meet for coffee. And I do exactly what we're talking about. We meet. She tells me she's self-employed. She's struggling with her business. She's exhausted. She's been in her business for 20-some years. Her business is very physical. She has a lot of discomfort throughout her body. She's going on all this stuff. And so then I share my story, and we just go back and forth, and we start talking about values. We start talking about what freedom is for us. We start talking about you know, what's going on in the world today and how people are so stressed and working way too hard. We start talking about quality of life. We're just back and forth. At the end of the conversation, she says, I am so ready for change. She goes, something has to give. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, there she is, committed. And I said to her, you know, I said, I believe I can provide you with some a community and some information that can totally support you around this change if you're truly committed and ready. And she said, absolutely. Now, that was one conversation, but what had it happen so quickly was everything was there. She was the right person. It was the right time. And I had an answer that she believed would serve her. Now, this is a caveat that I want everybody to understand. She purchased me first. In other words, she connected with me. I was the right person for her. She was the right person for me. And once that connection happened, the rest happened quicker, right? So I hope that answers your question, Ken.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, gone are the days, in my mind, that you work on a 30-second elevator speech. You can't get to know anybody in the elevator, but at least at the start.
Well, this is the thing. I find that the 30-second elevator speech, and depending on how you do it, some can be icebreakers, right? Icebreakers. But then even there, you've got to go deeper. You've got to have that deeper conversation because people really do truly purchase from who they know, like, and trust. They have a relationship with them, right?
Right.
I also know, I've also learned that the 30-second elevator piece, that surface speech, sells product. It doesn't build teams. Do you hear the difference?
Right. Yep.
Right? You want someone who's going to be so committed and involved in this community, this movement, this tribe called Isagenics, that they're going to go beyond product. That's really what we were trying to create, whether that be someone who's a customer and have them understand that there's a culture and a way we do things that will totally serve them, someone who wants to share casually, or someone who is here for the whole package and wants their financial freedom. No matter where someone lies, what will hold them is that they see more than product, right? That's they say that culture and services are culture and excellent service are two sides of the same coin, right? If you have a culture that holds people, you're usually providing great service. And that's what you're setting up in that first conversation. Great question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who was a beautiful lady jumping out?
It's Jen. You know, one of the things you were talking earlier about mind shift change from connecting and prospecting. But, you know, I just kind of had that when you said, you know, I do the connecting, let the tools talk about Isagenics. And how freeing is that? You know, like just have that conversation without that in the back of your mind, that agenda. You're like, what am I going to say next? What am I going to say next? How am I going to bring it up? You know, like, you know, just, yeah, to be genuine and be authentic. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I may say, you know, everybody who knows me and most people that I meet, it's clear. I'm part of this community and culture called Isagenics, right? This amazing company. And I tell them why I'm part of it. And why I'm part of it is way bigger than shakes and pills and powders, right? So I talk about why I'm part of Isagenics, what it has done for me, where I was before I started, and all the ways it's blessed my life. If someone's really interested in getting to know more, then I'm going to put them in front of the tool because the tools will give them the details. I paint the bigger picture of the why they may want to do this, how the many ways it'll shape and touch their lives, and also that we are a community of people that are driven, focused, health-minded people that have a desire for more in so many different areas of our lives. So, yeah, great share. Anyone else? We have time for one more comment, takeaway, or share.
Hi, Suzanne. It's Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. Just in the last couple of days, I've been evolving into this kind of thought that you're fitting in perfectly for me. I was a counselor and hypnotherapist before Isagenics, and in that business, I was looking to see what their touch points were, if you will, that I could use because I did hypnosis, and I needed to know how I could put that together for them in their affirmations. And it's by looking at how I used to work in that business and bringing that over to my desk here at home, now I'm looking at what do I have that I can share to help these people and get the same level of excellent results that I did in my previous life. So I really appreciate you underlining all of that. It's just all coming together in the last few days that I'm not looking for someone that I can sign up so I can move forward in the crystal pathway. I'm looking for people that I can share this wonderful business with, but share a way that they can turn their lives around, which is what I've done my whole life. So now I can fit it together better instead of just being a salesperson.
I'm looking for someone I can share this beautiful journey with, right? Mm-hmm. It's an extraordinary journey. So I'm looking for that person who's looking for me, that we can lock arms and walk through this journey, and we have commonalities and common values, so the journey is going to be meaningful. The way I look at connecting is I look at it the same way I look at a movie. And if you look at a movie, the reason that we connect with the character in the movie, and there's always a character that we connect with. There's always a character that we're cheering for. Did you guys ever notice that?
Yeah.
Right? You're watching a movie, and there's somebody you instantly cheers for. The reason we start cheering for that person is we see their vulnerability, and we begin to see their movement. The reason someone will connect with you or I, in my opinion, is that they see my vulnerability. They see where I've been, but they've also seen my movement. And it's in that space of where I've been and where I've moved to that they see my humanity and they connect their humanity. And they go, oh, my goodness, this person can help me. This person understands me. This person can walk with me. That's a connection. It's a great share.
And I think they also sense when we're concerned about them. You know,
right.
There aren't that many people out there that we can connect with that we trust enough to share with because we know that they really care about us.
Perfect. Perfect. Great takeaway. All right. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour. As usual, I have so much fun when I come and hang out on this call. I will see you guys next month. So, Kevin, I will pass it back to you.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. And as usual, absolutely tremendous call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite you all to stop by again tomorrow, and we'll continue talking about connecting and taking kind of a little bit different approach, perhaps. Come and see what we've got in store for you tomorrow. So everybody have a great day today, and we'll see you mañana. Bye-bye.